This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. Kyle's in Montana. And we were talking about mechanical versus electronic. Mechanical sensors to... Everything okay? Jason, are we still connected? Oh, okay. I wonder why that happens. It looks like it's perfect here at my end. Okay. So, we're talking about sensors in vehicles, and the average or typical vehicle has between 15 and 30 sensors that are critical for operation of the vehicle. And I'm not talking about position of your seat or your mirrors. I'm talking about engine, transmission, traction control, braking sensors, okay, the critical ones. And a vehicle could have as many as 200 sensors, a newer vehicle, more sensors. And these darn things quit early and often. And the labor to replace them can be really expensive. For example, the steering position sensor, steering wheel position sensor. So think of your steering column, and there's a shaft in there that connects your steering wheel to the gearbox, the steering gearbox, if you will. And around that is a donut-type sensor that lets the computer know exactly what position your steering wheel is in, like straight ahead, a little bit to the right, a little bit more to the right, a little bit more and more. So, you know, I'm talking in degrees, so 360 degrees in a circle. And this steering position sensor lets your computer know where you've turned the wheel. And it knows the rotation of the wheels and the axles so that it can determine whether you're in a skid or not. And it can try to help you correct. Now, we used to be able to do that ourselves. We used to be able to modulate the brake pedal, use the accelerator pedal, and use the transmission to control, and the steering wheel to control whether we were going to skid or not. Okay? Well, some of that has been taken away, and because people don't know how to drive as well as they used to, so computers have taken some of that. Manual control out of the equation for you. Well, those sensors fail a lot, and they're, I figure the average sensor costs maybe $40, but $100 to $200 to replace some of them, like the one on this the steering column that you have to, sometimes you have to take the front seat out to be able to get underneath the dashboard to take the steering column partially apart and move it out of the way to insert this donut sensor. It's a nuisance, and they fail often. We see it all the time here at the shop. So I just wanted to let you know that if you compare that to mechanical governor that Kyle was talking about, if you think about the Dutch and you think about the Netherlands and you think about what do you think of maybe those windmills? So the first windmill was built around 1200. The year 1200, actually 1221. So it was a long time ago. Centuries ago, like eight. And they had mechanical governors to control the speed of the blades of the windmill. And literally, there are shutters, like we have shutters. We used to have shutters in our houses, right? Here in the United States, in the windows. Well, those shutters would open a little bit more, a little more, a little bit more when the wind was high, and it would close when the wind was low. And those shutters were controlled by a mechanical governor, a couple balls rotating on levers that would move levers that would control the shutters, that would control how fast that windmill blade assembly would turn. All mechanical. And they figured it out 800 years ago. And they still operate. It's kind of impressive, right? They've been operating for decades, centuries. Mechanical. I like it. I really like it. So, the more we go toward electronics, the more complicated, the more sophisticated, the more failure-prone. It's as simple as that. I have an old truck. Actually, a couple old trucks. One of them is a 2001, one's a 2004 Chevy pickup truck. And do you know that if you want the window to go up, you have to turn this crank? You literally have to lean a little forward and turn this crank. And you know what? The window goes up and down when you turn the crank. Now, if you want the if you're driving and you want the passenger window to go up and down, you probably have to pull over, stop, so you can reach that crank safely, and then crank the window up or down. Not only that, if you want to lock the doors, you got to put the key in there and turn the lock on both doors, both of them, because they're mechanical locks and mechanical windows. And I haven't had any problems with the mechanical lock or the mechanical windows, none. But I can't say that for cars and trucks with electric motors for windows. Doesn't matter what the brand. Doesn't matter whether it's Dodge, Ford, Chevy, Mercedes. They break. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Vince. You know, the other thing that people don't realize is that on mechanical windows like that, they have what's called a regulator system in there. And what it is as you crank this little handle, it engages a little gear, and this gear causes these two butterfly mechanisms, and I'll be general because I don't want to go into all of it, be too confusing. Anyway, this little butterfly mechanism that raises the window or lowers the window. Well, if you have an electric motor running one of those things and you don't know it, and one of those little arms gets bent, and you hit that electric motor, it will really bend that little butterfly metal mechanism in there. And then you've got to tear the whole thing apart to bend that back or replace it because it will really make a mess in there. That happened to me. So anyway, just I agree with you, Vince. And folks, how this relates to preparedness is do whatever you can do to get back to something that doesn't require so many electronics. A friend of mine who used to work for Volkswagen, he was their Audi guy. And so the company that he was working for sent him to school one year. And they said, well, Audi's coming out with these new cars coming out, have 16 computer quadrants that you have to go to school for to be able to figure out what they all do and how they all interconnect. Well, he went to school, and it was about 3 weeks. And so the next year they came to him and said, well, you've got to go back to school. Audi, and he said, well, I was just at school last year. Send somebody else, you know. And they said, no, you don't understand. Instead of 16 computer quadrants, Audi has now changed it to 64 computer quadrants. And you've got to go back and relearn all of these different things because they're different now. I mean, so folks, even he told me his daughter wanted to buy an Audi for her graduation present because he was an Audi mechanic. And he point blank said to her, not on your life. He said, because if you break down anywhere, there's nothing I can do till I can get you back in the shop where I can hook it all up and read what's going on with this car. So when you buy something that's complicated, and believe me, convenience equals complicated. Inconvenience and simple is going to require you to have a little more manual labor involved, but convenience equals complicated. And the more complicated each vehicle is, or you have your house to be, the more complicated you have it, the more things you're probably not going to be able to fix unless you are, extremely mechanically and electronically minded, and you have the equipment to be able to figure it out yourself. So that's just my 2 cents worth on those things, Vince.
Yeah, and since you mentioned that, by the way, Kyle and I have not planned anything for this class. It's just happening as you're listening. Kyle, have you experienced the pleasure of having a blend door actuator fail on a General Motors air handling system? What I'm talking about is this is a little device. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and it has a little motor in there, and it will move doors that direct the flow of air in the air conditioning and heating system. So if you want the air to go up through your defroster, or maybe half up through your defroster and half through the vents that are in the dashboard, or maybe all of the air to go to the floor, or half of the air to go to the floor and half to go to the vents on the dash. There are actuators called air blend door actuators. And General Motors has them, and they fail early and often. Have you had the experience and the pleasure of having one of those fail?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, if you really want to get into gymnastics, you should let one of those fail and then decide to repair it yourself. Because if you can stand on your head and whistle Dixie at the same time, you might be able to get to that.
What Kyle's talking about, class, is if you're going to be in the passenger side, typically, of the vehicle, and you're going to be lying with your back half on the front edge of the seat, and the other half of your back is going to be on the floor, and your head is going to be under the dash, and your feet are going to be hanging over the seat back. That's the position. You're going to be upside down. Or you're going to be doing something like that with the door open and half on the half on the edge of the door opening and half under the dash. It's gymnastics. Now, that's a $45 part. And the symptom is you hear tick, 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 when the blend door is trying to operate and it's broken. That's what it sounds like. So it's a $45 part. It's somewhat easy to replace. There is no repairing them. It's a throwaway part. But it's uncomfortable to replace it. And it's probably going to take you somewhere around a half hour to an hour if you've never done it before to figure out the tools you need and to lie on your back and replace this simple part with one connector. But they fail often. And it's a nuisance. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just learned something today. I did a search on how often you should change your razor. And I didn't know this, but I've been doing it wrong. I didn't know that I was supposed to change my razor or razor blades every 5 to 7 shaves. Class, literally, I just wanted to mention this with Kyle because Kyle's tried this and it worked for him. Literally, I changed my razor. I started out with a brand new razor this year. And we're at October 20th today. I've been using the same razor every single day of this year, two-thirds of the way through month 10. So more than 10 months, same razor. And it's a Schick disposable razor. And I don't like the idea of a disposable razor because you throw the whole thing away. But there are, you can buy 10 of them for $10, which is way more than I think they should cost. But they're $1 a piece in today's pricing. And I expect that I'm easily going to get the full year, probably halfway through next year, with the same razor. One razor. Now, there's some secrets to doing this. What you have to do is you have to shave in the shower. And you have to shave with soap. And what you do is you wash your face. And then once your face is washed, then you put the bar of soap that's wet and you rub it on your face. And you can sharpen that blade by taking that bar of soap, and as you're washing your face, the bar of soap will put some soap in your left hand, assuming you're right-handed. You take that razor and you brush it backwards against the fleshy part just below your thumb of your left hand. So hold the razor with your right hand, you go backwards. Don't go forwards, you have to go backwards. And that literally sharpens the razor against your hand. You can do that 3 or 4 or 5 times, and then you can shave with it. And you do that when you're done shaving, you do that before you start shaving, and it sharpens the razor every time. But what you must do is wash off the soap that's in between the blades, and I only use a twin blade, that's the best for me. And if you rinse it off and then you shake the razor to get off the excess water, and you put it in a shower soap rack so it can dry with the blades pointing down, you'll get a year or more out of each razor. You can even do it with a single blade razor. It's not as good. You don't need 5 blades. You don't need 4 blades. You don't need 3 blades. 2 blades is perfect. It's the fastest, cleanest, closest shave I've ever found. Schick 2 seems to be the best for me, and has stainless steel blades, and they last easily a year. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I have found a way to make those last forever. I grew a beard.
Keep them in the drawer.
Yeah, keep them in the drawer.
Keep them in the drawer and don't touch them.
Yeah, I'll tell you something having to do with preparedness and sharp stuff, right? I come across a while back a dead elk on the side of the road, and it was still fresh. And I had a little Spyderco knife with 8, I think it's called CRMO-13 steel, which is a waste of money. But I literally had to gut that thing, cut the hindquarters out of it, and the backstrap and the tenderloin out of it, because I wasn't going to let it go to waste. And the county just comes along and throws it in the dump, and it's legal. So anyway, I did that. But that knife was so dull by the end of that, you couldn't have cut butter. So I started doing some research on what kind of steels keep the best or have the best edge retention. Now, they're going to cost you some money, but my birthday was coming up a while back, and so that's what I asked for my birthday, and I ended up getting 2. So there is 2 steels that I have come up with, and I have been using them for a month now. And I'll tell you what they are after the break.
Sounds great. And CRMO, chromium molybdenum.
Yeah. Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she's leaving the job when a replacement can be elected. That should take about 1 week.
We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week. This will ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans.
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. The execution is scheduled before the end of Thursday. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. San Diego and Houston baseball teams won last night in the Final Four race to the World Series. There is one game tonight, Yankees at the Houston Astros. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us in Montana. Kyle, if you don't mind, we've got Greg in Utah. He called in, and then please tell us about the steel. Welcome, Greg.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Just when I think, wow, I got a tip for, you know, the show, Vince comes out with the solution, the same solution that I have. But actually, I don't ever throw away your old leather belt, because I've got a well-oiled leather belt, and I run my razor on that a few times before I shave and after I shave, and boy, they last forever. But you'll never guess what I spent my weekend doing. I didn't plan on it, but I've got a 1991 F-150, and the window motor broke on it. Well, just before I went down to Panama. And so I had it wired up so that, you know, I'd get rain and get in. And I come back, and the next month, the other side breaks. So, you know, nothing at the local part stores. That's something I have to order. But just this weekend, I went to open up my door, and the cable inside broke. So I had to climb out the passenger side. I thought, that's it. You think I could?
Greg, I have a suggestion for you. So I don't like Harbor Freight, and this is just a temporary tool. They don't last very long. They have these orange suction cups. It has an orange handle, orange plastic handle with a rubber suction cup, and it could be like 3 inches in diameter. And what you can do, if your window falls down, you don't have time to fix it, you can wash the window, you know, open the door and put one hand outside the door and one hand inside the door, and you know, pull the window up a little bit and get it to use the friction of the palms of your hand on both sides of the glass to push it all the way up. And then there's this rubber suction cup, and if the window's clean, you can dampen the suction cup with a mild detergent solution, water and detergent solution, and it will adhere to the window. So what you do is you put the window all the way up, and it'll fall down, right? So you put it all the way up, you hold it there, you put the rubber suction cup on the inside of the window, at the bottom of the window, and it will hold the window up temporarily until you get that window regulator cable or electric motor or whatever the problem is solved.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Excellent tip. Yeah,
you know, I've seen people
take
duct tape.
Now you can't just I wouldn't do that.
I've seen people take duct tape and tape their window and take the duct tape and put it on the outside of the window, wrap it around the window frame of the door, and then into the inside, and it doesn't really work too well. But the suction cup thing works fine for, you know, a week. And they're probably $4 at the Chinese factory tool outlet. I don't like the Chinese factory tool outlet, believe me. But they've pushed everybody out of business to the point where you don't have many choices. Just on that note, we had a lifetime guarantee Harbor Freight automatic center punch. And I like an automatic center punch. If I want to drill a hole, I just point this thing. It's the size of a Sharpie marker, and it has a steel, hardened steel tip. You point it where you want to drill the hole to put a dimple in the metal or the wood, and you press down on it, and bang, it just fires off. You know, it's an automatic. It's like a center punch with a hammer built in. And they break. They break. And so we got them replaced because they're lifetime guarantee. But the one they replaced it with weighs about two-thirds as much as the one that broke. So that won't even last anywhere near as long. And what I do is, when we have oil filters, I like to drain the oil out of the oil filter. So I take the oil filter that I remove from a vehicle, and I punch a hole with the automatic center punch in the center of the housing. Okay, so bang, 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 bang with the center punch. It actually punches a hole into the center of the housing. I turn the oil filter upside down and let oil drip into the drip pan, and then we throw away the oil filter because there's no way to recycle them around here. So I don't want to throw out an oil filter with oil in it. So I let all the oil drip out for a couple of days before I throw it away. But the new center punches from Harbor Freight are improved such that they won't punch a hole through an oil filter housing anymore. No kidding. The old ones did. The new ones have been improved, so they don't work. Anyway, that's my comment. Greg, anything else?
No. You just can't get the parts anymore. You used to be able to run to the hardware. I mean, your auto parts store, grab the motors, the cable assembly, and get it done. No, I've got to order through Amazon and eBay both.
That's right.
And I figured, might as well get the little door clips, because I know that when I pop the cover off, those things are going to break.
They are.
And by the way,
they make a special tool. They make a special tool. I don't know if you've ever seen one. It's like a screwdriver with a really wide blade with a slot.
Actually,
and that's for prying off those caps.
$15. There was like 500 pieces plus five different tools, which wasn't really bad. Of course, for something that inexpensive, I had to do that. But yeah, we'll get the doors.
Well, Kyle, I'm sure without even asking, Kyle's been there. He's pried off those door panels, and if you're going to do that class, you can do it. You absolutely can do it. We do it often, But look it up on the internet to see exactly how the door comes off, because that way you won't break the pressed fibers, you know, like the masonite that's behind the plastic skin on the door. So you don't want to break that. So to do it right, just look it up on the internet. You'll see how to do it. Very well, Greg. I'll see you tomorrow, hour number one.
Sounds
looking
good.
Forward to it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guy.
Good
Thank
day.
You for calling in. That was Greg Lesher, USA Prepares instructor. Kyle, you were going to tell us about the best steel that you found.
So I added one thing to my preps, folks, and this is I've used to always buy cheap knives. And I take them and I would heat them up red hot and dip them in oil. But I have learned something. They work okay for a short time for just around the house. But the reality is if you have to use that knife a lot, you better pack a sharpener to keep it sharp, because they are in something that you can do quick, especially as times get harder and harder and people kill deer with their cars alongside the road. You might be trying to eat roadkill. So I would throw out an idea here. While you can, I would buy a couple of either one of these where I've used them with cardboard, I've used them trimming wood, I've used it trimming leather, and right now they're just holding an edge amazingly well. And one of the steels, both of them start with CPM, Charles Paul Michael. So one of them is called a CPM 20 CV steel. That is one that is is a really tough steel, and it's one of what they call one of the new super steels. But I have been using it for a while now with, like I said, cardboard and everything else. We had a whole bunch of boxes that we had to cut up here recently, and so I just used it. And the other one that I have tried on the same amount of boxes that work equally well, supposedly this steel will hold an edge even better than the CPM 20 CV steel. And this one is called, it also has CPM in it as the first letters, because the company that makes these steels is called Crucible something or other, but the initials that they put on the knife is CPM. The second one is called CPM S110V steel. And both of these steels work extremely well. And personally, if I have to skin or gut an animal again, I don't want to have to be pulling off every 5 minutes to sharpen a knife. It is just a royal pain. Now, you don't want to lose them, and both of these knives that I have a lanyard hole in the back of the knife there that you can put a little lanyard in. And what I do is I will take some leather shoelace that's really good quality, and I will make a lanyard on the back of it and tie a knot in it just big enough for my hand to slip through that, it'll go around my hand and I can still grab the knife. And the reason for that is that if you start gutting an animal, your hands are going to get bloody. And blood is slimy and sticky, but mostly slimy. So you're going to get it everywhere, and you do not want your knife to slip out of your hand and then get lost down in the blood and guts. You just don't want it. And I know this might be a little graphic, but folks, when it comes to survival, if you don't know how to gut an animal and or take and cut the hindquarters out of it and realize how you can cut through these particular things and carry an axe with you, so that you can get through some of the bigger bones without having to saw through it with your knife, because you don't want to beat on your knife to break through like the pelvis. I like to cut through the pelvis, and I carry an axe with me in every vehicle that I drive. One of them is an S-wing that I carry. One of the axes is an S-wing in one, and the other one I got free one time. Guy was just getting rid of them, and it's a Fiskars, F-I-S-K-A-R-S, I think is what it's just the same company that makes the scissors, also makes an axe. And both of those axes I have razor sharp, so that if I need to use them, they are ready to go. And I literally had to finish skinning this elk with my axe because it was sharper by far than my knife. So I'm just telling you, this is another thing to add to your preps. Have a good quality steel knife, because even though I heat treated CRMO13 CV steel, whatever it was, I don't remember the exact number, but if you start out with a garbage steel, even if you heat treat it, it'll help it a little bit, but it doesn't help it enough when it comes to elk hide or deer hide or cutting through things that are hard. You start out with a junk and you end up with junk steel. It's just a little harder, but I've learned that the hard way, literally, no pun intended. But the it's just something to add to your preps and your ideas. I highly suggest, folks, if you're going to buy things like brake pads and rotors or batteries or things like that, that you get that as soon as possible. Because I was listening to one financial analyst who said if Saudi Arabia starts denominating their oil in yuan, it could cause an inflation rate of our dollars, because they would be deflated by 50 to 60% in a matter of a week or two. That's the dramatic effect that it could be. And I've got one more thing on the other side. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. And what does that mean? That means that 50 or 60% less valuable? That means prices will double or more. That's what that means. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle was talking about CPM 20 CV tool steel, and I really like CV. That stands for chromium and vanadium. And so the tools that I like to use, the ones that have lasted, you know, 70, 80 years that I know of, the ones that I use every day, are chrome vanadium. And the CPM stands for crucible particle metallurgy. So, Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, I've got just a couple of things, folks, that you really need to think about. I want to throw out a term, and then I want to elaborate on it a little differently. The term is reality indigestion. Because if you've got that, the only cure is going to be opening your mind to something that could save your life. Make sure you do not have reality indigestion, because it can be lethal. And I have another thought for you. The rich people of the world buy things that are going to increase in value as inflation increases. I'm going to say that again. The rich people of the world buy things that are going to increase in value as inflation increases. So being poor or not extremely wealthy, what do you think that's going to look like for the bulk of us? That's going to look like auto parts, fuel, wood, propane, tools that you can use, that books on how to repair things, weapons, ammunition, the way to reload those weapons and ammunition, to repair those weapons and ammunition, gasoline to have it stored and preserved. All of these things are going to be barter items, and if Saudi Arabia decides to start monetizing their oil in Chinese yuan, having silver or gold, but preferably silver mostly for trading purposes, is going to be a barterable item. But you better have food first. Get as much as you can stack to the rafters. And I'm not saying that to be flippant. I'm telling you that there are rich people. I'll give you an example. There's a rich guy that just moved into this area where we are right now. And I don't know what he knows that nobody else seems to know. But he has 5,000-gallon propane tanks that he just purchased and filled them up. And he also built a 24 by 100 greenhouse. That's huge. And had raised beds put in them with all these galvanized steel tubs all throughout this thing, with a system set up off-grid to be able to run everything off-grid. So, folks, the rich know something that the rest of society that's out here are going to catch on when it's too late. And Vince and I both are trying to give you heads up on what to do to try to preserve your life and those of your loved ones. And I highly suggest you don't have reality indigestion. Your comments, Vince.
Rich Sheban has asked me many times, USA Prepares instructor Rich Sheban, and he'll be back. He's out hunting, fishing, canning, preserving, dehydrating. And when he's done with that, preparing for the winter, he'll be back on Tuesdays. But he has asked me many times, both off the air and on the air, a couple questions. One was, hey, Vin, at what price would you buy a new truck? And my answer has been, over the years, same answer. There is no price at which I would buy a new truck. I don't want one because I wouldn't be able to fix it in many instances. Sure, I can change bearings, and sure, I can change tires, and sure, I can change spark plugs. But the complexity for diesels with the diesel exhaust emission systems is not manageable. So I don't want a new truck. I wouldn't have one. Or a new car. Next, he would ask me, so if you had extra money, what would you do? What would you do? And I said, every time, Rich, the amount of land we have is the maximum that we can handle. So land is not something that I would buy going down this road. But I would, if I had some amount of money, I would buy spare parts. Spare parts to keep the things that we have going rather than accumulate more land without the spare parts. The spare parts are what we need just to keep the operation going. So we could have more land and not be able to keep it because we wouldn't have the spare parts to maintain the machinery. So it's exactly what Kyle said. Food, fuel, weapons, reloading tools, hand tools, air tools, off-grid power. Those are the things. Kyle, thank you so much. See you next week.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.